It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and happy Saturday. This is Deandra Cartwright. You are tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9, and this is the happy hour. And yes, I was late. I'm sorry. I'm okay. I promise I'm okay. There are some crazy persons driving. I'm sorry to sound like morning blend, Deandra, but I got to say it. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are on the streets today, the roads seem to be clogged with traffic as it is almost every day. But some of us are not paying as much attention as others, so I just want to caution us all. If you are on the streets, please be careful with how you drive. On my way here, I encountered at least three accidents. Of course, this impacted why I'm late. But one of those was with a vehicle that is catering to a disabled person, meaning that the rear end that was hit now cannot work, so that person who's in that vehicle no longer has a modified vehicle to use. Not to say that any accident is worse than the other, although it could be. You never know just how far a fender bender goes. So let's try to please be careful, please be safe as we traverse this island of ours. Now, you all know I usually have what I'm calling our Get Ready for 2026 series. But because I was late, I can't do that because we have some awesome folks to talk to today. And I was just so delighted when they accepted my invitation to come and talk about the good work that they are doing. Now, these are folks that are dealing with a particular issue that we don't talk about publicly as much, but we need your help. We need persons to know more about the project. And we want folks, if you're able to contribute to the project, you can do so because it's with our young people. And you all know I have a soft spot in our heart. So without further ado, joining me in studio and on Zoom are representatives of the Dignified Girl Project. And I know some of you all would have heard about this before. And they're going to talk to you in detail about what that is, what they do, how can we be a part of it. And I think we're also hearing from one of the young ladies who has benefited from this project. But just so you know, the Dignified Girl Project is a registered nonprofit organization founded in 2017 that aims to facilitate empowerment and dignity. Their mission is to ensure that every child and adolescent female has access to essential hygiene products and education to be empowered to make informed decisions regarding their social, psychological, sociological, and economic well-being, and in turn, make a meaningful contribution to society. Now, that sounds like a lot. It sounds needed. Joining me on Zoom is Sornita Nicholson, also known as Sony. And in studio, we have the one, the only, Yolanda Darvill. Now, this lady is a powerhouse because I've known her since I was a child. And when I found out she was involved with the project, along with some pretty awesome folks as well, I was like, no, this is excellent. This is amazing. And we need to make sure people hear about it. So I'm happy to have them on the show to talk to us more. And so I'll start off with Yolanda because she's directly in the front of me. But hello, Yolanda. How are you?
Hey there, Deandra. I am great. I'm so happy to be here. You made me feel a little old when you said how long I've known you, but you're exactly right. And I'm so excited to see you.
You look exactly the same, though. You have to tell me the secret.
Oh, I love you. I love you.
But tell us a little bit more. What is the Dignified Girl Project? What do you do? What does it mean? And then what are the long-term aims? I saw you have a lot of programs. And who do you impact? Like, how can we get more folks in the know about it? Because I'm not sure How many persons known? You can probably give us an idea of that too. So I'm just throwing all of that at
you. Okay, okay. And I'll let Sornita join in whenever she wants to. But I'm a fairly new volunteer. I've been a volunteer about 6 months. And I got involved because it is such an amazing program. So you read the official mission. But I think it boils down to two things, access and education. So we're wanting to make sure that all of the girls in the Bahamas have access to menstrual supplies, feminine hygiene supplies, and we want to make sure that they are educated so that they can make decisions about their health. And when you have access, when you have education together, that leads to empowerment for the future generation. And so this is implemented, actually before I tell you how it's implemented, I think it's important to tell you how it started. So our founder, Philippa Dean, encountered a woman, a single mom, who was crying before her because she was not able to regularly meet her daughter's need for menstrual supplies. She couldn't afford it. And so from that, Ms. Dean created the Dignified Girl Project. And so lots of programs, as you mentioned, there are many things that we do, but one of the things that we're most known for is making sure the girls have these menstrual hygiene supplies. Sometimes that's in schools. We're in 24 schools where they're able to get free supplies. We restock those supplies so girls can come to school, and that's a safe place. They know if they don't have what they need at home, if they can't have access to it, they can get it at school. And then also dignity kits, where hygiene materials are assembled by volunteers and distributed out in the community. So those are two of the major programs that we have.
And those are solid programs indeed and very much needed. Now, when we talk about the need for this in the schools, because one of the approaches that you have, you're targeting this from a psychological perspective. You're speaking also from an economic perspective. And we hear that in the programs being present in the school where there may not be access to such in the homes. And you're in 24 schools. How do persons, entities or communities make their needs known, or if they wanted to, well, get some attention too? Or how do you identify where you need to go? I think let's start there.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that there are so many partnerships. Well, the word is out now.
Yes.
So I think there has been some work done on the front end to make inroads into schools and approaching schools, and it's been very well received. And so now there's a waiting list where schools schools are wanting to be involved. And these are both public and private schools.
Oh, that's great.
Which is great, which really speaks to the need that, you know, you can't just assume how things are going in the home for a family.
Yes.
Just based on where they're going to school. And as far as the community, we have so many organizations that work with us. Distribution goes out to different organizations. I know that a lot of the back-to-school drives that the Dignified Girl Project gets involved there, a lot of the constituencies. So those are the main ways that people can find out about us.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I know Sony is involved and very, very much on target. Y'all listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Sornita Nicholson prepared for this show so thoroughly that I feel like I've been there with them since 2017. So, Sonny, you feel very much involved. You feel passionate about this. How did you come to be a volunteer with the group? Because none of this can happen without volunteers. Is she there?
Well, I'm looking at my messages. I think she's needing a link.
Oh.
A radio link.
I know, to listen to, I think. I had sent the Zoom over earlier. Well, in the meantime, while we sort her out for the Zoom, you spoke about partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that the Dignified Girl Project cherishes their partnerships. Who or which organizations or persons are you working with primarily?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's across the board. The whole community has been so supportive. We're working with civic organizations, and they're giving monetary donations. Okay. They're also giving tangible contributions. We work with Rotary, Rotaract, churches, banks, businesses, private foundations, medical companies. The Office of the Spouse of the PM has been involved, which has been wonderful. And so just all aspects of the community, even UB, you're wearing your UB gear today, which is really nice. I love the UB blue. So UB has been very involved. And as I mentioned, government schools and at least one private school where there are dispensers in schools. So basically, the partnerships are across the board, which means that the community understands that this is an issue.
Okay. No, and that's great to have a cross-section of folks that are interested, that have consistent investment in the programs. Now, I also see that there's a My Period, My Pride seminar. Now, I know we still don't talk enough about this. I mean, this is a natural thing for a woman's body, right?
I know, right? Even saying the word My Period, right? It's a little hard, right?
I would feel like, those of you who know, we got over this, your girl used to talk about these things for a living. But no, as a society, we still struggle. I literally had a conversation with a gentleman this morning who, it was like he didn't even want to talk about any of these things. I said, then how are you supposed to help your wife and help your daughter with these things if you're not able to actually, broach it? You can't say these things. Come on now. Yeah. But My Period, My Pride. What is that? That sounds inspiring almost.
It is. And so before I even tell you about My Period, My Pride, I want to talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about what you just said.
Okay.
So as we already established, I'm significantly older than you.
Oh, please stop saying that.
But it's just interesting. So I'm Gen X. And growing up Gen X, your period, that was just a thing that you talked about with your mom or with other girls. That wasn't something you were supposed to talk about in public. And so it's interesting to see that for younger generations, even our current generation, the little kids that are out there, it's still a stigma attached. And there doesn't need to be a stigma because this is a natural part of women's bodies. So the My Period, My Pride seminar feeds off that idea. We want to make sure the girls understand that this is natural. This is a part of their body, and it's important for them to be able to take care of themselves and to take care of their health. So this is a day-long workshop that I haven't experienced yet because it happens in May, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, the countdown is on.
Yeah, the countdown is on. I believe it's at the end of May. And they have specialists come in. So we've got counselors coming in. We've got gynecologists coming in. We've got people from all walks of life talking to young people about their bodies, about the reproductive system, about how to manage their period, how to manage period pain if they have it, supplies that they would need, because a lot of times girls only have heard of a pad or they might have heard of a tampon, and there are many other things. Mm-hmm. And last year, for the first time, boys were invited.
Oh.
So that's very cool.
Okay.
Yeah, very cool. And so the idea, again, is just like you said, there doesn't need to be a stigma. And boys grow into men. And hopefully they'll be involved with women and the women in their lives. And so they need to understand what a woman goes through. And it's just very empowering. So we're looking forward to that seminar happening again in late May this year.
Oh, that's fabulous. And how can folks apply, or is it by invitation?
That's a great question. So I'm not sure of all the details, but I believe that there are schools that are invited.
Okay.
So I think they can definitely reach out and certainly look at our Instagram and social media pages, because information will be posted there. And so through their schools, they can get involved.
Okay, great, great. That is, y'all have a lot going on.
We have a ton going on. Okay. And we have, we're doing our first fundraiser.
Yeah. Oh, now everybody who listens to the show knows that I love to highlight when organizations, NGOs, nonprofits particularly, are having fundraisers, because we may not have the time as the general public to, say, contribute hours per week. But if there's some way we can contribute funds, I feel like that's the easiest thing to do if we're in a position to do so. So tell me, what is this major fundraiser, this first time ever fundraiser?
Which I think it's, again, I keep saying I'm a new volunteer, but I think it's amazing that the organization has been around since 2017, and this is for that I'm aware of. And so it is Zumba.
I love that. I just went to Zumba this morning.
Did you really?
Good afternoon, Reek. Yes, I am a Zumba girly. They actually call me the Zumba ballerina.
Oh, you've got to come. You've got
to
come.
I will. I have to. Yeah, I have to, and yeah. I need to share it with the Zumba community.
Oh, you really do. And maybe I can learn from you because I'm like the most uncoordinated person there is.
No, listen. like my instructor said this morning to one of our new folks, if you can whine and you can listen to music, you could do Zumba.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I can do it or not, but I'm certainly going to try. It is good.
It's for a good cause.
It's for a great cause. It's going to be next Saturday morning.
Oh, next Saturday.
Yeah, okay. Next Saturday. I believe that's February 9th. I'm kind of looking.
Oh, no. This is the 7th of February. So many things are happening.
Yes.
Saturday, the 7th.
Thank you. The 7th, February 7th. So it's going to be, a Zumba class. It's just $25.
Okay.
And the money will indeed go to help girls. So I think that's a really exciting thing.
Great. Do we know where is it happening? I wonder if Sony is online just yet.
Yeah, we do know where it's happening. I'm kind of looking right now for that information to share with you.
I can't. I love the idea of Zumba and moving around and whatnot. So I think it's an empowering exercise.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here we go. So it's going to be outdoor, of course.
Okay.
On Saturday, February 7th at 9 a.m. Out West, Orange Hill.
Okay.
So there'll be
by the beach then?
Yes, by the beach. So like a nice view of the beach while you're whining and having fun and moving that body, exercising. And again, it's just $25. So we're really excited about that. And there'll be more information on our Instagram page if people are wanting to register, which we hope they will. But if you can't make it, if folks can't register, we certainly appreciate that donation. And a great way to think of it is, as I was looking, kind of preparing for today, I was looking at, what it takes to support the Dignified Girl. And I think I saw, again, I'm a new volunteer, so I hope I'm not misquoting, but, $5 can really help girls. So imagine $25. Right. You're helping five girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
great.
No, indeed. I actually caught quite a few of those. She's online right now, but we may not be able to hear her. If you are, please.
Hey.
There you go.
There you are.
Oh, I just need to speak up louder.
Yes.
Hi, Andrea.
But this is
Hey hi. There.
You're
hey. And hi, Bahamas.
Bahamas says hi to you too.
It's so great to join you. I'm sorry about the delay, some technical difficulties here. We're going to go with that.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I just want to pick up where Yolanda left off, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure, go right ahead.
She's doing such a great job. So yes, it's our first fundraiser from the existence, which definitely shows the amazing partnerships that we've been able to create over these past 8-9 years. And so obviously, as Yolanda said earlier, every single dollar is going to go right back into our main passion and purpose with girls and providing them with everything they need. So yes, Zumba, it's fun. It's going to be fitness. And if you're like me, I have three legs and as a coordination of a giraffe in a windstorm.
Okay, so I'm not alone. That's good to know.
Have a great time.
That means anybody. No, you don't have to be a professional. You don't have to be a professional dancer. You just have to come out for a good cause, a great cause for $25. And you can just donate the $25 if you don't want to show up. But it's going to be on the beach. Come on, people.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. And all the coal that they promise, which people, where is the coal? They said from 12 o'clock. I'm still waiting. But anyway, the weather should be perfect. Oh my gosh. Listen, people. We need to start having slower weekends if we can so that we can recalibrate our nervous systems.
Absolutely.
How better a way could it be than to start your Saturday morning if you're just turning over at 7 or 8 and not like me who's up from 4:30 every day, where you go on the beach and you do Zumba and it's with great people for a great reason. The Dignified Girl Project.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. Now, what we didn't tell people, how could they register?
Yes, they can register. Like I said, they can pay attention to our Instagram page because that'll have more information. And then our website as well, which is the dignifiedgirlproject.org.
Great. Now, I wonder.
Can I also say that it's going to be on the lawn of Orange Hill across from the beach?
Oh.
So it's some good sights. But any link that we're talking about today can be easily found on our Facebook page. So whether it's for you want to sign up to be a volunteer for the Dignified Girl Project or you want to sign up for any of our passion projects or for the Zumba, find us on Instagram, find us on Facebook, find us on the website, find me in person. We got you.
Wonderful. You know, it's always great to have events to draw attention to, bring more funds into the project itself, any cause that you're having. And sometimes it's very helpful to hear from those that it has impacted. And I think, you know, in preparation for this show, again, Sony has been amazing with getting the Dignified Girls Project team really prepared for this. And they had the opportunity to interview one of the young ladies who's benefited from it. And, you know, this can be, it's still, oh, sorry, was that something?
Hi, Angel.
Hello.
So thank you so much for joining us and allowing us this amazing opportunity to talk with you and the Dignified Girl Project.
Thank you. It's an honor to talk to you as well.
Thank you so much. So we got a couple of questions that I know you know are easy for you, but they'll be very...
Oh, dear. What just happened?
I know you know are easy for you, but they'll be very insightful and helpful for those persons that are listening. So let's just dive right in. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, Angel. How old are you and what grade are you in right now?
I just turned 18 years old and I'm in grade 12.
Congratulations on number 18. And June is coming up soon. Yes. So congratulations. I love that for you. So you know about us, the Dignified Girl Project. So tell us a little bit more about how you learned about menstruation and hygiene as you were growing up. And did anybody tell you what to expect specifically?
To be honest, like growing up, I really didn't have like the girl period talk. It was never something that I kind of had, like, I've heard about it, and, you know, when you get a certain age, you have your period or whatever, but it was never, like, a sit-down and, you know, let's have this conversation, and this is what they expect, and this is what not to expect. I guess, I felt like I had common sense about it, and just do what I'm supposed to do, but most stuff I did wrong, so...
You know, I feel like technology is also feeling discombobulated today, and that's okay. Okay. No, but we're happy to hear, even if it's only a clip of the reality that somebody like Angel is sharing with us, that she never had that talk.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I'll if we can't play it any more, we're having some more technical difficulties. I'm happy to recap a little bit of our conversation, if you wouldn't mind, Deandra.
Oh, sure. Please go right ahead.
It was a wonderful 15 minutes, quite enlightening. And to be quite honest with you, I was gobsmacked with the truths that she shared with me. And the fact that in addition to not only not having this conversation, which to be real, I'm pretty sure a lot of ladies or young girls are going to say, yeah, really never had that convo with mom. Probably had it with sister, probably had it with dad. But more than likely, they had it in school. And they gave them the pamphlet and the little family life or social science class. And then you're like, color this, fill in the blank, and then you're done. Thankfully, there is something called Google these days. So it makes things a little easier, but also makes things a little bit more treacherous, because there is a lot of false information on the internet. So being able to dissect what is real and not real is important. And it's one of the reasons why the Dignified Girl Project exists, to bring truth and facts to the reality of Bahamian girls and women. And one of the things that Angel disclosed to me is that she was having her period. And she went to her guardian, and the person said, in essence, I'm trying to find the best words to say about this euphemistically. In essence, she was denied proper period products. Pads, for example, was kind of not even put into the equation to be given to her. And in fact, she was told to use a diaper of the child that was also in the house, the soiled diaper of the child that was in the house, as a means to care for herself. Quite brave of her to say, you know, to not place a blame or to not be angry about something like that. She expressed that, you know, maybe they didn't know too much themselves. Maybe they were in a dire strait and they just couldn't, they didn't know any better. Quite introspective young lady, young girl, and she's still in high school, to be honest with you, but quite brave to with me, but allow us when we publish this, if we will, to the greater nation. And so she had a conversation with a founder, Philippa Dean, and the fact that she shared this as well. But during these conversations or doing these seminars or doing these talks that we have, whether they're in a formal atmosphere or whether they're in, you know, we go out to the community or one-on-one, we try to introduce them to facts, to valid information, to products that they can use, proper health care, how to clean up after themselves, how to dispose of items. And one of the my favorite things is the name of our entity is called Dignified Girl Project. So our project is to provide dignity back to these young girls. There is zero shame in something that naturally happens to your body. And when it happens, it shows that you're in very good health. And for us, it's not just about equality, but it's about equity. And that means not everybody gets the same amount of everything. But we want to make sure that you get what you need for you. You get what you feel comfortable for you. You know, for example, some people can't take dairy. Some people love oat milk. So that's equity, making sure you have what you need when you need it, and the access to the information to make sure you're guided through the process equally. And if I may, I just want to say thank you to Angel. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you for that time and sharing your information. And hopefully we can have more people that are less ashamed of who they are and what they're experiencing, and a little bit more dignity in the community.
Thank you also to Angel for sharing your reality, because it may and most likely will inspire other young ladies to know that they are not alone in the circumstances they live in, the circumstances that they face. That was so sobering to hear, because most of the times we tend to think from our perspective, our reality. And it's unfortunate because sometimes we're just not able to know. So when you hear something like that, it reminds you that you may be blessed, but some are less blessed. And this is why projects like Dignified Girl would benefit even more from your help, because they are helping those who literally cannot help themselves. Say thank you all to all of the volunteers of the Dignified Girl Project, because this is an incredible work that you do. It's needed, because you're combating our cultural conditioning. You're combating so many challenges just by providing the things that young girls need. I want to encourage y'all, man. This is, it's a needed thing. It's a needed activity, and y'all are doing great.
Thank you. It is absolutely so inspiring and humbling to be a volunteer with the Dignified Girl Project. So one of the stats that really stood out to me was that a girl, if she doesn't have access to what she needs to manage her period, she could miss up to 145 days of school
when you compare
that with her male counterpart. Boom. Like that's, you know, that's a whole school year.
Yeah.
So, and that is one of the things that when I heard that recording from Angel, she said that she tried very hard not to miss school. But when she was at school, and this really had me flabbergasted, she was so focused on making sure that people mm-hmm. couldn't tell that she was on her period because she knew she didn't have the supplies she needed.
Right.
So the way she sat, she was paranoid about that. She wasn't as active because she wanted to make yeah. sure she wasn't, you know, giving off an odor. Just her whole school day when she was on her period was focused on her period, mm-hmm. not on education. And that there are too many girls in our community who are dealing with that and using all kinds of things that are not meant to manage your period. They're mm-hmm. using out of necessity, and it doesn't have to be that way.
No, definitely not. Now, I know we have one of our questions to be, how can listeners become volunteers? How can they donate? What are the different ways that they can help the project?
Yeah, that's great. Sarnita, do you want to chime in?
Yeah, I would love to. So that's a really good question. For me personally, I stand on education and knowledge first off. So we really want to, even if you're curious about us and the work do we do, go and follow us on our website. Go and follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We don't have a TikTok, not yet. Or find us in person. And if you see us wearing our Dignified Girl Project t-shirts, start up a conversation. We're happy to help. The other thing is that if you would like to volunteer, we have the volunteer sign-up link on our website. You can do that to see how we really work in person, see how we put together these dignity kits, dignity care packages for the young ladies. And then the third and an equally as important thing that you can help is by donating. So you can donate the first trial by the Zumba. So if you don't feel like you're able to make it that day, or if you're anything like me, you can't really get up and dance as you want to, I'll be dancing from the hips up. You can volunteer to have somebody else go. And then the other thing is that you can donate directly to our bank account, which is the Dignified Girl Project. And of course, we'll have that on our website, on our Facebook page for you to do, but it's through CIBC. And the account number is 2017-01334. So all the information is on our website. So first thing, education. Find us on our website. Find us in person. Find us Orange Hill on the lawn overlooking the beach at our Zumba on February 7th. And then you can donate directly to us. Again, all of the funds go directly to the project. And we're happy to let you know exactly what we're doing every single day that we get out and do it.
Yeah, and I think the really exciting thing, too, is that we're wanting to really have access on them.
How did you know that I was just about to ask? Like, what are we doing?
It.
Like, I want to know if Long Island is involved in this. And how
well, I know
we
you're a
Long
Island girl, so I knew that was going to be a question. So right now, we have provided materials and programming on New Providence, Andrus, Grand Bahama, and Eleuthera. Okay. And of course, we're wanting to expand and go into family islands, but it takes funding to do that. So if individuals want to donate, know that that's going to be helpful. And to give you an idea of numbers, again, I keep saying I'm a new volunteer learning trial by fire, but I think I saw in the information that to supply pads, menstrual pads for a school for a year takes about $200. That is not a lot. Keep a school supplied.
Okay, so I like the idea of this personally. So we're going
to
get Long Island on board at least one of the schools for 200.
Right.
Oh yeah, we're going to sort that out.
So one of the ways, can I jump on there with Yolanda? She's absolutely correct. So I think almost 20 schools in New Providence, and of course we're ever expanding to wherever we need and wherever we get the call to say, hey, we need you here on the Grand Bahama and on the family islands. And it can start as low as $185, $200, like Yolanda said. And essentially, what we've done is maybe you can ask some of your kids, your daughters, hey, does your bathroom have a dispenser? And inside this dispenser, we have the pads that they can get for free. They don't have to go to the guidance counselor. They don't have to pay a dollar or $2. They can just go wherever they are in the bathroom in one of these schools and get the pads that they need. And we fill those every so often. So we often track them to see where they are, and then we fill them as needed. But we're finding more and more and more that the more you're getting, the more they are used. So the work never ends, and we're happy to contribute every step of the way.
No, I am so excited about this right here, because there are some projects that I work with Family Island counselors as well as the students themselves. So this is lighting up my brain to be like, okay, where can I tap some of this money from to make sure that our Family Islanders also get the access? And the fact that you all are thinking that way just makes me admire you all more, because a lot of these efforts are so centralized on New Providence that the needs that we see here are amplified on the Family Islands. Like, this is incredible. Don't worry. I think y'all have to come back on the show. We have to talk more about this.
We would love to get
more into what y'all are doing. We'll find out how Zumba went and when is the next fundraiser to try and bring more attention, because y'all have the attention, but you could have more. Always gonna have more. I'm on there. Now, what I do want to ask is time flying, and I have been graciously granted an extra 3 to 5 minutes, I think. So I'm trying not to look at my producer.
Don't look. We have so much to talk about.
So I just wanted to get your closing comments. What would you say to young women and even older women, like their moms or whatnot like that, right? Their aunts or guardians, about this project and how they can support it by even just letting it, like letting their child participate? Like, what would you say?
So for me, as a mom, I have a young adult, a 19-year-old. What I would want girls to know is that they are valuable and they deserve dignity. And they should not let their circumstances dictate their value, because it doesn't. And so if that you're not able to receive, whether that be a tampon, a pad, or something else, reach out. There are organizations out here who want to help you, because your circumstances have absolutely nothing to do with your worth and your value.
Love that. Sony?
Excellent. It's hard to follow that up, but I'll do my best here. So what I want to say to girls and women out there, because there are quite a few women that are, when we set up the tables, that are, we're educating as well, is that you deserve everything you need. Whether it's water, whether it's food, or period products, you deserve every single thing you need. And that's why we exist. Our founder saw a hole in the market where, you know, if there is a hurricane, people get food and water and shelter, but can you say you're getting your period and everything has been wiped away? Inside of those care packages, another essential is our tampons, pads, wipes, toilet paper. Everybody's going crazy over toilet paper a couple of years ago, but those are essentials to make sure that we're clean and healthy and that we have the tools to make sure that nothing exacerbates. So you deserve everything you need.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you all for that. And one more time for the listening audience, what's happening next week, Saturday?
Zumba!
Zumba!
Zumba! Only $25 to come out and have fun with us, but more importantly, to really empower a girl. So we really hope that you'll, whoever is listening out there, we hope that you'll get involved, be involved, and donate.
Wonderful, wonderful. We've talked about so much. I feel like we could have talked for hours.
We're coming back. Yeah, just book us. We'll be here.
Listen.
I won't go home.
No, definitely we can bring you. I know there are a few international days coming up, so we will be sure to have you back on the show to talk more about this. And maybe we can get deeper into the numbers. What do the numbers look like? And then, you know, hopefully by that time, after we share, we get the update from the fundraiser, which we hope is going to be overly sold out.
It's gonna be phenomenal.
Because it's gonna be outside, guys.
Everyone.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be outside. There's gonna be space for everybody. So now, is there a color? I didn't ask. I can wear whatever I want. Like, what should I do?
Well, come cute for sure. Come cute for sure.
Definitely.
Okay. I like
wear
that.
Wear your zebra, wear your cheetah, wear your neon. Just come out. The fact that you show up, that's all we want. You just show up and everything else we'll take care of.
Y'all hear that? That's so easy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking to the representatives of the Dignified Girl Project. We've been joined and educated and informed and inspired by young Miss Angel, by Yolanda Darvill and Sornita Nicholson, who have told us about the Dignified Girl Project. And I hope that you have enjoyed listening about it. I hope that you get the opportunity to support in as many ways as possible and join them for Zumba next week, Saturday. But try to help where you can with them. Literally, $200 for menstrual pads for an entire school. We always talk about the challenges in society. We can be the change we want to see. So let's do that. This is one of the ways that support the Dignified Girl Project. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Andrew Cartwright for the Happy Hour. You've been listening to Guardian Radio 96.9. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you next week, Lord's will. Have a good one. Stay safe.